Good evening. You are 300 of the luckiest people in the world tonight. You are in the right place. Welcome to... We've had some really amazing concerts in this Radio 2 series, but basically they've been warm-up gigs for this one. This is a special one. Tonight is a night for getting rid of the British inhibitions. This is a night about joy. It's a night about abandonment, and it's a night about just having the best time you've ever had. We're not going to raise the roof, raise the steeple, and welcome on stage Bruce Springsteen and the Seeger Sessions Band.
All right, true story of man versus machine. Ready?
Yeah.
Song written, I think it was recorded a month after the Great Depression hit in the United States, by written by a guy named Blind Alfred Reed. And the Blind Alfred Reed fan over there. You got real. But we're just down in New Orleans. It's hard to explain what New Orleans is like. You know, if you're a musician, New Orleans, of course, is sacred ground. And it's just been so completely devastated, and miles after miles of wrecked homes and wrecked lives, and people spread out all across the United States. The city lost half its population. Haven't had anything like it in the state since the Dust Bowl. So I wrote three verses to hoping Mr. Alfred Reed wouldn't mind, and dedicated this to our president bystander, who managed to screw up the only agency that was there to assist folks in times like that through just pure political cronyism. And so this is called "How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times." And, well, a doctor comes round here with his face so bright, and he says in a little while he'll be all right. But all he gives is a humbug pill, a dose of dope and a great big bill. Tell me, how can a poor man stand such times away? Somebody high times right here. And what happened to you poor black folks? Well, it just ain't fair. He took a look around, gave a little pep talk, said, I'm
Well, Mrs. McGrath, the sergeant said, would you like a soldier eagle's hunted? The scarlet coat, the big cocked hat, and Mrs. McGrath, would you like that? You're too way for little E, too way, way, way. You're too way for little E, too way, way, way. Now, Mrs. McGrath lived on the shore, and after 7 years or more, she spied a ship come into the bay with her son from far away. Oh, Captain dear, where have you been? You've been sailing the Mediterranean. Have you news of my son Ted? Is he living or is he dead? We got two ways for little E, two ways, way, way. We got two ways for little E, two ways, way, way. Then came Ted without any legs, and in their place two wooden pegs. She kissed him a dozen times or two and said, my God, Ted, is it you? Now were you drunk or were you blind when you left your two fine legs behind? Or was it walking upon the sea that wore your two fine legs away? Was it too late for liberty, hey, too late, way, way? Was it too late for liberty, hey, too late, way, way? Was it too late for liberty, hey, too late, way, way? Was it too late for liberty, hey, too late, way, way? I wasn't drunk and I wasn't blind when I left my two fine legs behind. A cannonball on the 5th of May tore my two fine legs away. My teddy boy, the widow cried, your two fine legs are your mother's pride. Stumps of a tree won't do it all, why didn't you run from the cannonball? Foreign wars I do proclaim, live on blood and a mother's pain. I'd rather have my son as he used to be than the King of America and his whole navy.
This was written in
by a gal named Agnes Sis Cunningham. She was a member of the Almanac Singers and a founder editor of Broadside Magazine. She was a Dust Bowl refugee. Written about the Oklahoma Dust Bowl. It's called My Oklahoma Home. When they opened up the strip, I was a young and full of zip. Wanted some place to call my home. And so I made the race, and I staked me out a place. And I settled down along some Huron. Well, it blowed away. It blowed away. Hear my Oklahoma home is blown away. But it looked so green and fair when I built my city there. Now my Oklahoma home is blown away. Well, I planted weeds and oats, got some chickens and some shorts. Aimed to have some ham and eggs to feed my guests. Got a mule to pull a plow, got an old red muley cow. I also got a fancy mortgage on this place. Well, it blowed away,
blowed away,
it blowed away,
blowed away.
All the crops that I planted blown away. Well, you can't grow any green if you ain't got any rain. Everything except my mortgage blown away. Figured I was all set for life. I put on my Sunday best with my fancy skeleton. Then I went to town to pick me out a wife. She blew
away,
away. She blew
away.
In my Oklahoma, the woman's blown away. Mister, as I bent to kiss her, she was picked up by a twister. Oklahoma woman's blown away. Swing it! close to home. I'll never get homesick until I die. It don't matter where I'm found, well, my home's all right. My Oklahoma home is in the sky. Song from my Oklahoma home. It's blown away. It's blown away. Yeah, my Oklahoma home is blown away. It's up there in the sky, and I just cloud nine by. My Oklahoma home is blown away. Oh!
Called Jacob's Ladder. I always figure it's Jacob. Read up on him the other night, and he was sort of somebody that was always doing it wrong in God's eyes, and God kept giving him things to do to work his way back into grace, and he'd get step by step, and he would screw up again, and step by step by step by step, until finally I guess he got there. He got there sort of close, but so this is sort of like we are all climbing Jacob's ladder, rung by rung by rung. You can ask my wife. All right. But here we go. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. This is not how this song begins. It doesn't begin remotely like this. I was enjoying myself so tremendously. It doesn't begin like that at all. What it actually begins like is this. A one, two, a one, two, three.
Oh,
Mazzell on those vocals. Mr. Mark Anthony Thompson.
That's right. This is one of the most important, I guess, political protest songs of all time. It's sung all over the world, wherever people fight for justice and equality. And it was originally a Baptist hymn. I think it was brought into the labor movement in the 30s and was popularized among the civil workers, civil rights workers in the 1950s. This was sung as recently as last week in the States. Immigration marches, as we shall overcome.
Yeah, I do believe.
You've been listening to a very special sold-on song concert with Bruce Springsteen and the Seeger Sessions Band. You can watch highlights of the concert now by pressing the red button from any BBC TV channel. And for more on Sold On Song, go online to bbc.co.uk/radio2. By the way, Bruce will be my guest on the Johnny Walker Sunday Show on the 21st of May. Thanks for listening, and a very good night. Coming up to 20 past six, Johnny Walker here on Radio 2, and time for Bruce Springsteen, who did the most amazing concert for the Radio 2 Sold On Song series. It was at St. Luke's in Islington, a former church, which is now the home of the London Symphony Orchestra, and they put other events on there. And there's about 300 lucky people in the audience, and Bruce Springsteen and an 18-piece band on stage. And they just went for it. It was fantastic. Got everybody going. A really joyous evening. Anyway, it was captured for Radio 2. His concert's also been seen on BBC 2, and I think it's going to be repeated again on BBC 4. But Bruce and I had a chance for a bit of a chat before the concert, and I talked to him about the album, and asked him why American folk hero Pete Seeger was so important in the making of the new album.
One of the reasons why we were sort of able to do the entire record of basically inspired off of his records was he was such an archivist, you know. As a single place library of music from one performer, you know, I don't know if it's quite equaled. You know, you can go and find, you know, I mean, there's tons of stuff from all different kinds of people. But he cast his net so wide in, you know, world music, you know, really, that he was a great source of inspiration and place to go and rehear a lot of those voices, those lost voices.
And how did you get all the different players together?
That was all sort of an accident. The whole thing's kind of was really an accident in the sense that I had a party at the farm, and these guys, Susie Tyrell, who plays fiddle in the E Street Band, said, yeah, I know these guys from the city, and they'd be great, because I was looking for a band for the afternoon, and these guys came down, and they set up on the back of this little flatbed truck with our little two PA speakers, and they set up, and they started playing, and I said, wow, these guys are good, you know. But I didn't think a whole lot about it, you know. I might have sat in for a song or something, but they basically were together playing sort of very Louisiana Cajun music at a New York City. And they came down and played a couple times over a series of years. And then someone called me about doing a Pete Seeger tribute, you know. And I said, well, you know, trying to think of something different to do. I said, well, those guys, that would be the sound. What I want to do is because to me, a lot of it was like parlor music and living room music. It was music where people got together and sat around in a small room and sang. And so I said, well, I'm going to try, and that's what I want to record. So I got all the guys down and had a living room, a farmhouse, to put them all in it. And we threw up some room mics. And everybody played. You know, there was no rehearsal, it was just sort of one. I gave them the basic idea of the song, counted off, and everybody lit into it. And so I was really surprised, just at how good the musicians they were. You know, I wasn't familiar with them individually like Susie was or something, but they were, we spent, I think, an afternoon, and we cut six or seven things. And I used We Shall Overcome for the Pete Seeger record. And that was it. I kind of put the music away. But I kept coming back to it because it was a free space. It was a place where I was doing something where I wasn't encumbered by my past, my own writing, or even the fundamental rock and roll band instrumental lineup. So it was, suddenly you were sort of thrust into this whole other world of sounds and influences and voices. And when I started to go back right from the beginning, because I realized just how great the songwriting was, you know. It was Oklahoma Home, we played that in New Orleans and had 70,000 people singing Blown Away, you know. We went back to that Blind Alfred Reed song, How Can a Poor Man Stand Such Times and Live? A guy wrote it for the Depression. You know, they're just songs written for hard times, to give people something to sing, you know, something to sing. And so it was a place where I sort of was able to just step out of everything I had done and do something completely, just completely fresh. And so I, over the years, I kept going back to that tape and I'd put it on and I'd say, yeah, that sounds free, you know, that sounds, and their approach to it was this old-fashioned sort of barnstorming, bar music, tavern music, extremely raucous, frontier-like, you know, characters and sound, and from all different strains of American musical history, we have a string band, the fiddles, the reeds, you know, then we have a brass band, you know, in the horn section, and then we have gospel, you know, with the singers, and so, I guess I'm the rock and roll part, you know. But if you're trying to lead, you know, you're trying to lead your fans on an adventure, you have to constantly be an escape artist. You got to build a place, and then you have to escape from it and build something else. And so this may be my greatest escape so far.
Did you have any worries or fears that some people might want not to go on this adventure?
Yeah, some because people
it's a very
do.
Different record.
Well, yeah, well, you know, and some people don't go on it. That's what happens, you know. Basically, whether it was Devils and Dust, you know, it's like, hey, I sell less tickets, you know, and you know, that's just what happens, you know. And so that's all right. I can understand. People get attached to different parts of you, and sometimes they don't want to let that go or whatever. And you know, I love the music I've made. In all the different kinds of music I've made, you know, but I wouldn't want to be just set down in one place because I don't think, you know, you're once again you're the storyteller, and the story, you know, the only burden on the storyteller is he always has to have a new story. That's kind of your job. That's part of your job description, and I like that, and I think that the artists that I admired, whether they're Frank Sinatra, Hank Williams, Dylan, Woody Guthrie, they always had an eye out to their own sort of, you know, psychic frontier, you know, and that's the excitement, you know. Audiences want to be taken on a journey, I think, because to do it right, you got to take that story, whether it's Jesse James or Oklahoma Home, or and you've got to make that new right now.
The songs lift your spirits and they give you hope. I mean, is this the perfect time?
There isn't a bad time for it, I suppose. You know, in the States, it's we've had a terrible time over the past, you know, 6 years. It's just been a nightmare for a lot of us. And you know, I mean, without going into it in detail, you know, there's just been an enormous subversion of American democratic values. And so this is music where it's music of raw democracy. And it's a good, so it's a good time to try to remind people, like, no, this is who we are, and this is where we're coming from, and this is what we're, you know, a lot of us are thinking, you know. So there's a little, you're a little bit of a, without sounding overblown about it, there's a little ambassadorship going on, you know, hopefully, so.
You borrowed these songs and you've given them a new lease of life. And brought them to a whole new audience. Would you be tempted to do another record like this?
Oh yeah, once I started playing acoustically by myself, I figured it was something I'd always do from time to time. And I feel the same way about this. You know, I look forward to you know, down the road. There's so many great songs that now I'm amassing my own library. You know, I've delved completely back into. You know, a lot of the old folk music, and I've sort of I'm massing a small. I'd like to add my voice to that one. I'd like to add my voice to that one. So you're already thinking about it, and the band is such a joy that and people seem to be getting such a kick out of it. You know, because it's not an instrumentation that you see a lot during the course of your music year, and so the band is such a joy to play with that I look forward to do it again sometime down the road, you know. Hopefully get back and play more shows than just a few we played in England here, you know.
Bruce, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.